I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I? All I need is my buddy.
I'll help
my say I'm gonna get high.
Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Tuesday pod as our friends south of the border in the U.S. migrate home for Thanksgiving to see their family and their friends this holiday weekend. And I had a lot of help from my friends, as the song says, this past Sunday, watching my solo bets just burn around me, but getting some winners from my friends, the friends of the program here, including we are now 2 for 2. With our Team 600 teaser picks on the season. San Fran came through. Your Eagles, Dell, squeaked her out.
Barely.
And then we got a last backdoor teaser cover from the Steelers as well, too, which I thought was dead in the water. Arthur had to text me and be like, no, man, that's alive. And I was like, holy shit, that's great. So, and another friend that came through, Dell, was you, my producer, big-time TD prop winner, Devin Singletary. Great call. Back-to-back weeks with the TD anytime props. Feeling the heat. Feeling the heat, baby.
It's nice when it hits, especially when the running backs are quite shit and they still hit it. So I love that, especially because I'm not very confident in Singletary and Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams this year has been quite superb. He leads the league in touchdowns. But if you think of the career, it's not exactly a standout running back. He's not breaking on any records, right? So
I feel bad for those DeAndre Swift fantasy owners who were
that's why I have
a huge year and then he's just vulturing TDs.
That's why I'm very bitter and I said he's not good. That's why.
Well, you know, if you've got DeAndre, maybe you offset it with Jamal Williams touchdown anytime props.
And yeah, that's the way to go.
Takes a sting out of it. We remind you that if you listen to this, whether you're, you know, you're driving to wherever you're going, whether you're sitting in queue at the airport, whether you're just hiding out in the toilet at your mom's place trying to avoid your relatives right now. But whenever you do get a second, please put down the potatoes and rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. It would be much appreciated. We get a busy week of football, starting with 3 Thanksgiving Day games on Thursday. So let's get started here. 600 seconds on the clock, please.
The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth.
Adele, you have Planes, Trains, and Automobiles to listen to and watch this week, man, because that's an amazing Thanksgiving movie, amazing comedy movie, top 10 comedy. All right, so we start the Tuesday pod by running down the opening odds and line moves for 3 Thanksgiving Day games, starting with Detroit with the Lions hosting the Bills, who got very cozy in Ford Field with that win over Cleveland this week or last week. Buffalo opens -9.5, tick down to -9, now back up to -9.5, even -10 at some books right now. This total as well climbing 54.5 after opening as low as 52.5 on Sunday. We got the Cowboys laying the lumber in their annual Thanksgiving Day showcase, hosting the rival Giants. Dallas opened -8 after waxing that ass in Minnesota on the road this past weekend. That jumped up to -9.5. New York stacking up some injury concerns on both sides of the ball here on the short week. The total for this one opened 43.5. It's climbed as high as 45.5 as well. And finally, Minnesota, coming off just that bad loss to Dallas, stays at home for the holiday, opens -3. Early money fading the Vikes, fading Kirk Cousins in primetime, where he's 10 and 18 straight up all time. This one down to Minnesota, -2 at most places. Some books are hanging on to that field goal spread, though. The total for this one, 42, it's kind of bobbing up and down, but pretty much that's the industry consensus right now. Other week 12 moves of note outside of Thanksgiving. Miami jumps from -11 to -13 hosting Houston. We're going to talk about this game in a second. You get the Niners going from -8 to -9.5 quickly this morning, hosting New Orleans off that impressive win over Arizona and Mexico City last night. And Washington coming off the key number of -3 to -4 at home to Atlanta. The Falcons lose tight end Kyle Pitts for the season. That's a big loss. They go up against a very stingy Washington run defense. For those of you that like your situational handicapping, AK spot bets, there's a couple good ones here in week 12 to factor into your potential wagers this week. And the letdown spot does go to my Dallas Cowboys, who haven't looked that dominant in a long, long time. And I know because I am a fan. And this is a tricky spot for them now. So you have a short week to kind of get your mind right and get out of that one. And it's actually the team's third game in 12 days. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you that the Dallas Cowboys are 1-10 ATS in their last 11 Thanksgiving Day games. The spread is only going to climb as the legion of public players jump on America's team. Everyone's home. Everyone's watching. Everyone's wagering. If you like New York, you might want to come back late on this one. The look-ahead spot couldn't be any more cut and dry. This is a perfect look-ahead spot. The Dolphins host the Houston Texans, as big as 13-point home chalk this week, but you'd have to excuse Mike McDaniel if his mind drifts to week 13 and a cross-country trip to take on his former team, his mentor, his old Jedi master, Kyle Shanahan. Miami will be in San Francisco next week, the only time these teams play for the next 4 years, barring a showdown in the Super Bowl, which doesn't seem that far-fetched, honestly. But this Fins defense, dreadful. They give up plenty of points in the second half, plenty of points in the fourth quarter. The back door is inching wider as the spread ticks up. Houston has come through as a beefy dog here. They've covered +7 twice, covered +10.5, covered +14. Just be mindful of the points, what you're laying with the Fins. Finally, the schedule spot sees the Las Vegas Raiders on the road again in Seattle this time. 3.5-point dogs. This is not only going to be the Raiders' second straight road game after it squeaked out that win in overtime at Denver this past weekend, but it's going to be the fourth roadie in their last 5 games. It is a stretch of 4 away games in 28 days, living out of that suitcase. Mix in a little letdown off the comeback win over the Broncos. I've already bet Seattle money line -180. Seattle well rested off the bye, creeping up as high as -4 before buyback, bringing it down to 3.5. I went money line just to keep it simple. And honestly, I just don't fuck with 4-point favorites anymore. Faves between -4 and -4.5 right now. 4-12 ATS this season. They've gone just 22-35 ATS. That's less than 39% since 2020. Rain also in the forecast for Seattle. Classic Lumen Field weather for this game. Time to talk a little turkey with the 3 Thanksgiving Day games. First up, Bills at Lions. This spread continues to grow. The total along with it, I'm hesitant to bet against Buffalo. And the best of the number definitely sailed on the total here. No one wants to bet the under in this game. So I'm going to go Bills double result -160. If you're not familiar with the double result, also known as the first half full game odds, you're betting the Bills to win the first half, and then you're betting on them to win the game. And Buffalo, a 5.5-point first half favorite, one of the best first half teams out there. Number 4 in first half offense, DVOA, averaging almost 17 first half points per game, second most in the league, allowing just over 10 first half points per game against. And then we have the Detroit defense, ranked out among the worst in the league, especially in the final 30 minutes, 31st and second half DVOA. They hemorrhage an NFL high 16.8 second half points per game. Bills, like I said, right at home in Ford Field. They are scary when inside. Bills double result -160. Moving over to the Giants and the Cowboys. I bet the over 44.5 in this one. It has moved up as high as 45.5. There are 45s out there on the board. Dallas offense showed up last week. It's clicked the past 3 weeks here. Dak getting back in the mix. Number 3 in EPA per play over that span. The Giants just got gashed for 31 points against the Lions. At home, they have some injury stacking up on defense. Dallas's defense, dangerous. We saw that last week. But they also can give up a ton of yardage and a lot of points. Before the win at Minnesota, this team had allowed points to the Packers, the Bears, the Eagles, and even the Lions had their chances to put up points, just came up short in the red zone. They also had Tank Lawrence and Micah Parsons missed practice time this week. You got a number of starters questionable up front on this defense. It's a short week. I went over 45. And finally, we go Vikings hosting New England. I did take Vikes money line in this one. I know it's Kirk Cousins in primetime and all that shit, but I don't buy into the Pats 3-game win streak, especially after just needing a punt return to eke that game out. And then I think Minnesota is better than what we saw over this week. So by selling low, buying high, or maybe it's the other way around. Selling low, buying high. Either way, I'm taking Minnesota on the money line. That's a personal wager for me. For the pod pick, though, we're going to go TJ Hockenson tight end to go over 40.5 yards. And I'm also going to go TD anytime with him, +210. Hockenson was shut down by this same defense in week 5 as a member of the Lions, but since getting traded to Minnesota, he's been a huge part of this offense, despite admitting that he doesn't know the whole playbook yet. Last week versus Dallas, the Vikes had the ball for only 22.5 minutes. They threw it only 30 times, but 9 of those targets were at Hockenson. He got 5 of those balls for 34 yards. Would have had more had he not dropped an easy TD catch in the first quarter as well, too. The Pats, they bring the heat, have the best pass rush in the biz, so that means Cousins not going to have the time for those deep strike plays to develop. It means more checkdowns to Hockenson. Who knows what Belichick wants to do with him? They want to be physical. I think he's going to be able to work around this. As for the TD anytime prop, you look at New England. They rank number 5 in DVOA versus tight ends, but they've allowed 7 touchdowns to the position. That's second most in the league. So Hockenson finds Pater on Thanksgiving. 2 bets with him. Del, what do you like here on Turkey Day?
I also like a tight end. I'm going with Dawson Knox, though. They are playing the Lions, and the Lions have the third worst defense against opposing tight ends. I think the Lions are going to put all their eggs in their basket and try and contain Stephon Diggs to the best of their ability, leaving Dawson Knox open. And the value at plus 210 is too good to pass up on for me.
Plus 210. That's some two. Who doesn't like a tight end, right? Plus 210. I like that, man. That's good. And I mean, with the Bills, the way that total's climbing, seems like anyone can kind of score. They get inside that fast track of Ford Field. They just played there. There's familiarity with them. And so I expect a big one. All right. 2 minute drill. Now, myself and Dell were Canadian. Our Thanksgiving, that was back in October. It was pretty chill. It's not as big a circus as the American Thanksgiving. We appreciate the holiday. We appreciate the extra football and an excuse to eat turkey. But another U.S. tradition that has taken foot here in Canada, though, is Black Friday. And now, again, we are Canadian, so we're not drop-kicking old ladies for that last PS5. Dell, I can't speak for you, though. I feel like you might have drop-kicked an old lady.
No words on that.
No, okay, good. We like a good deal as much as the next door crasher. That brings us to deal shopping here, NFL futures, with the home stretch of the season tipping off. One bet worth a wager, I like the Seahawks. Over 9.5 wins on their adjusted win total, set up pretty well. 7 games, 5 of those at home. You've got Las Vegas, Carolina, and the Jets, all winnable games. Then they've got 2 meetings with the Rams, and it basically comes down to those games. The Rams probably packing in. Stafford might not be playing. They do go to KC. They go to have San Francisco at home. But I could see them getting 4 more wins here easily. Another Black Friday deal, taking the LA Chargers to make the playoffs. Even money. The Bolts battling the likes of Cincinnati, New England, and the Jets for the final postseason ticket. Those 3 teams have a steeper uphill climb, though. Bengals and the Pats actually rank out number 1 and number 2 in SOS remaining. The Jets number 11. Chargers 19th in remaining SOS. They play at Arizona, at Las Vegas, 2 games, some wins. They have Miami and Tennessee, but both at home. And then they have a winnable home stretch. Indy, the Rams, and Denver. The last Black Friday deal, San Francisco plus 350 to win the NFC title. Really looks like a 3-horse race here. And some debate on Twitter during Monday Night Football as to what the Niners would be against Philly or Dallas. And Jeff Benson of Circa Sports in Las Vegas, he said the Niners would be favored by both teams on a neutral field. And people just lost their minds about that. But I absolutely agree with Jeff here. San Francisco does look like the class of the NFC right now on both sides of the ball. So bet them now plus 350. It ain't getting any better. That is it for this episode of the Shark 600. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for joining us. Safe travels to everyone hitting the road this weekend and traveling home for Thanksgiving. Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy your turkey. Enjoy your football. Good luck, and we will talk to you on Friday.